AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Today in Richmond, Virginia.
It took longer than we thought, but the day is here.
Mayor LeVar Stoney watching the dismantling of a statue to Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
For far too long, this has been a very exclusive address in Richmond. And what I heard from people, not only last year, but years previously, that it's time for this to be a block for everyone, not just for some.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam ordered the statue's removal last summer. It was a symbol of the nation's racist past and Confederate rebellion against the country. Coronavirus cases and deaths continue to rise, but not to levels of last winter. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will announce additional actions tomorrow.
There will be new steps the president announces tomorrow, absolutely.
Those new steps influence the average American's day-to-day life? Should we expect any new mitigation recommendations, as an example?
It depends on if you're vaccinated or not.
A Florida judge lifts an automatic stay, confirming Governor Ron DeSantis and state education officials don't have the legal authority to impose a mask ban on public schools.
A Florida court has ruled the state cannot enforce its ban against public schools requiring masks while the case plays out in the appellate court system. Leon County Circuit Judge John Cooper last week had said Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and state education officials had exceeded their authority by imposing the ban through executive order and imposing fines on school boards that did require a mask. The judge says there's overwhelming evidence in the case that face coverings do provide some protection for school children, especially those too young to be vaccinated. The governor says he's still confident he'll win when the case goes next to an appeals court in Tallahassee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump adds Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney to his list of Republicans in the House he wants ousted in the 2020 GOP primaries for voting to impeach him. The AP's Mike Gracia has more.
A person familiar with the decision, speaking on condition of anonymity, tells the Associated Press former President Donald Trump plans to endorse Wyoming Attorney Harriet Hageman in a bid to unseat U.S. Representative Liz Cheney. Cheney is one of Trump's most vocal Republican critics, and she was the most prominent Republican member of Congress to vote for Trump's second impeachment. Trump has already endorsed challengers to several GOP incumbents, including Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, Representative Fred Upton of Michigan, Representative Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, and Representative Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington. All voted in favor of impeaching Trump for his role in inciting the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Mike Gracia, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.